So if you turn with me to Hebrews in chapter 11, we read there that in verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whatever else you may do, you may do 101 things, but if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please God. Imagine you do 100 good things, you don't have faith. You haven't pleased God. When at the baptism of Jesus, when the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased," and we read, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It means that Jesus lived right from childhood by faith. Otherwise, he couldn't have pleased his Father. The Father was so well pleased with him. At the age of 30, he hadn't done any miracles. He hadn't traveled anywhere. He hadn't preached any sermons. But the Father was well pleased with him. What is it that pleases the Father? It's not doing a lot of service for him, because Jesus did hardly anything without faith. See, many of us don't have gifts to do so much service for him. But you know, you can please God by faith. And what does that faith involve? There is an intellectual faith, which is believing certain things in my head, like the earth is round, or the earth goes around the sun. These are facts you can believe in our head. But the faith the Bible speaks about is faith in a person that leads to a relationship. It's like a wife says, "I can trust my husband 100%. See, that's a faith. I know he'll never be unfaithful to me at any time. I can trust him 100% that he will never look at another woman to lust after her. That's faith. It's a confidence. I know my husband will take care of me no matter what my condition is. If I'm seriously sick, he'll give up everything and look after me. That's faith. To have that confidence in God, he will never let me down. He's my heavenly Father." So here it says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please him. Because he who comes to God must first of all believe that he is. You know, in the Old Testament, when Moses asked God, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is I Am." That's the same thing here. He is. I am. I am that I am. He lives in the present. That's his name. He is. I must believe that he exists. That there is a God who runs, who cares for us, who runs this universe. That's the first thing, that he exists. Now you may, a lot of people say, "Yeah, I believe in God," but the test comes when we find ourselves in a difficult, complicated situation. That's the time you discover whether you believe. There is a God who is watching all this. Job made a statement once in Job chapter 23. And I want to read that to you. It's in the Living Bible paraphrase of it, Job 23. Verse 10, here in the margin of my Bible says, "He knows the way it is with me." And the Living Bible paraphrases, "He knows every detail of what is happening to me." That's a correct paraphrase of this. He knows the way it is with me. He knows every detail of what is happening to me. Now, do you believe in a God like that? You believe in a God who knows every detail of what is happening every single moment of your life? Because one of the things the devil would like us to think is that God is so busy, he doesn't have time for some small person like you. And he's got millions of people. Where has he got time to think of you? That's because we think of God like a human being. You see, as one human being, I can only take care of so many things at one time. And I can only deal with so many situations or look after so many people. A doctor can't look after infinite number of patients. There's a limit. God is not a man. God is so infinite and eternal. Even though there are billions of people in the world, he said to his disciples, the hair on your head is numbered. Now there are two ways you can understand that sentence. One is that he knows the number of hair on my head. That's the easy way to think of it. And the other way is to know he knows which is hair number 949 and which is hair number 950. Every hair is numbered. The hairs on your head are numbered. Isn't that what numbered means? When you say the houses on a street are numbered, what does it mean? It means there are 100 houses? No, each house is numbered. Jesus said, the hairs on your head are numbered. Do you believe in a God like that? I tell you, it will change your life if you have faith that God is. His name is I Am. He knows every detail of what is happening to me. And Job is going through some terrible problems at that time. And in the midst of those problems, for him to say he knows every detail of what is happening to me. See, that's the place where we must begin. Because if we don't have a God like that, I would not like to give my life to him. But when I am dealing with a God who knows every detail of what's happening to me, who's numbered the hairs on my head, who cares for every little detail, he says, you're of more value than the sparrows. How many times do you see a sparrow dead on the ground? When was the last time you saw a bird dead on the ground? I can't even remember. I can't remember that I ever saw a sparrow dead on the ground. How is it they live? How is it they get food? You know that every bird needs food to eat every day, just like you and me. Where do they find it? Nobody's feeding them. And yet, Jesus said, your heavenly Father feeds all the millions and billions of sparrows. And the sparrows were the cheapest, smallest little birds that he took an example like that, and all the other birds and the animals. How God feeds them, how he cares for them. I thought of that, you know, how much an elephant needs in the forest, and he finds it. How much a lion needs, and God, they find it. Otherwise, all the lions and elephants would have disappeared long ago. It's an amazing thing to just think about these things. God is, he knows every detail of what is happening to you. Is it possible that you can have a sickness which is more serious than a hair on your head dropping off, and God doesn't know about it? Then you don't have faith. I'm not asking you to believe that God will heal you. That is another step. I'm only asking, do you believe that God knows about it? That's the first step. You can't go to the second step before you know the first step. That God knows about it. He's not ignorant. You lost your job, or you have to vacate your house, or you've been without a job for some time. Does God know about it? And the second question is, does he care about it? And there are some people who know, but they don't care. I mean, our neighbors probably don't care whether you lost your job or you're sick, even if they know about it. So more important than just knowing, he knows every detail of what's happening to me. He cares. He really cares about every little thing. That's the meaning of he's numbered the hairs on your head. And he cares for the birds and for the flowers. Imagine the flowers. There are so many flowers in the deserts that nobody sees. It's got such a beautiful perfume, but there's nobody to smell it in the desert. Why in the world does God allow those, take care of those flowers that nobody cares for, that nobody's even smelling? These are the examples that Jesus quoted, you know, birds and flowers. And he said that in order to remove anxiety from our mind. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. I mean, these are such elementary truths, but it's a principle that we need to understand, that if you don't trust God about these things, no matter what you do, you cannot please him. You cannot please him. No matter how many times you come to a church service, no matter how many good things you do, if you don't start with faith that believes that God knows every detail of what is happening to me and he cares about me, you're not really going to please God, no matter how well you sing or whatever else you do.